Welcome to Raising Playful Tots. Raising Playful Tots is a weekly podcast about mums making the most of early years playtime. I'm your host, Melissa. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids of ours. You have children under 5 years old? This is the podcast for you. Introduce a new play idea. Welcome to another episode of Raising Playful Tots. Glad you could stop by today. If you're new to the show, welcome. And hi to the regular playmates. Last week's show, I was talking to Catherine Ullman of Squiggle Mum, and we talked all about Christmas activities and traditions. If you want to hear that show, then pop on over to the blog where you can listen to it and find the archive of all the shows at www.raisingplayfultots.com/shows. This week's show, I have an interview with Marie LeBaron of Make and Takes. She's the author of a new book called Make and Takes for Kids, and I'll be giving a review of that myself, and we'll actually be having a conversation about this brilliant book. I'll be right back after this short break.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I invented the Instadoo. Just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you can have an instant hairstyle. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
See, I told you.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show. It's not often that I get to do many reviews on the show because all the reviews that I do are for things that I really enjoy and that have really been important to me or the family. And I was lucky enough to have this book, Make and Takes for Kids, 50 Crafts Throughout the Year by Marie LeBaron, arrive a couple of weeks ago, and I've had a chance to have a look at it. Now, I left the book purposefully on the coffee table to see what the kids would do with it, because this is a book primarily for children that I would say are preschoolers on up. You can do activities with children that are younger than that you can work together with them to do. But my children vary in age from 3 till 8 years old, so, and they've always loved to do activities. They're not really big on crafts, and so I was really excited to see what they would actually do. They are my temperature gauge. And so I left it on there, and, you know, within moments, somebody spotted it and was thumbing through it, and my oldest one was saying, like, oh, we have that stuff. We can do that. And he was already folding down the pages of which activities he wanted to do for himself. Soon the middle one had arrived, and he's five, and he was doing the same thing. They were actually starting to fight, as of course brothers will do, over who's going to look at it first and what they're going to do. They really, really liked one of the activities in there called the flag button craft, all about the American flag and the 4th of July. And so they were working out how many buttons they would need and what they'd be able to do. And I was really excited because I was in another room and I could hear them getting all excited about a book. It's not often that you get a craft book where your children are really excited to do it and they can find all the equipment in the house. So we have a junk box full of craft supplies, and I don't mind them, you know, finding stuff from around the house. And that's all you need for this book. It's not really one of those books where you have to make this huge old list of things to find when you go shopping. Also, I found that it really translates between places. We're currently now in the UK, and this was written by an American living in America, but yet I can still find all of the items that are in here, because these are normal things that you would find inside the house. You don't have to go to a specialist craft store or something that's actually from somewhere else. Another thing that I liked about this book is the way that it's actually made. It's easy to flip through, and you can actually hold it open. How many books do you put down and they just flip over as soon as you've put them down? It's a paperback book, but it's the spine is stretchy enough that the pages don't pop out, and you can read what your instructions are really clearly. The pictures are very clear as well. You can see what you need to do, easy list of stuff to go and find, and you can put the book down without weighting it down with books or other things so that it doesn't flip close. Really like that. The book is split up into months, so you've got, you know, January all the way through till December, so you can really choose which ones that you want, and it doesn't matter which hemisphere you're in, you can go through and find activities that you want. I've never seen a book that does it in months like that before. I've always seen them just kind of do them in sections, so like craft activities or outdoor activities, that type of thing, whereas they've kind of done it towards months, which is good because you've got festivals in here that you can celebrate if you want, like Father's Day, Mother's Day, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, if you want to, but you can also mix and match and do different things for different seasons. The activities that are actually inside here are a variety. Some are craft activities, which, you know, need pencil and paper and glue and glitter and sticking. And some of them are really physical things like cooking, where you are actually doing some cooking-related activities, or making things that will take a couple of days maybe to get these things together. So there's actually a good variety of things that you can do. It's a really nice tabletop book. You can just leave it there, and it's actually really nice to thumb through and give you ideas. Some craft books you find have really long and involved lists of how to do things. They look nice, but then you look at how to do it and there's like, you know, 21 steps, and you just think, oh, how will I ever be able to do that? But you can see that there's actual children in all of these pictures, and you can see that they were probably the ones that could do these actual activities. So I think that that's really good. What's really clever is there's probably 4 to 5 activities to do in each month. So then if you really think about it, that's almost one a week that you can do. And that's brilliant. You're not, you know, bogged down with tons and tons of activities to do with it. And although it says 50 crafts throughout the year, they're all different types of things, like I said before, that you can do in there. I think this is a really good book, especially at this time of year, it's December, for you to think about giving as a present. It's a really good gift to, you know, give to friends, because they're really good jumping off points. Not only are the activities really easy to do, you will find that you're thinking, oh, I could actually change that and adapt it and do it for something else. And that's really good. You don't have to be a really brilliant craftsperson to be able to do that. I'm not really good at crafting, and I don't get those ideas, but the kids love to do this type of thing. And so this book has been a really good example for them to be able to do that. So I would really recommend it as a gift to give, whether that's a birthday gift to the crafty people in your family, or whether that's something that you want to get for yourself or treat your kids to. I have 3 boys, and the crafts and the activities in here are perfect for them. It's not just a book for girls, not just a book for boys. There's a variety of different activities that you can get in there. This book is called Make and Takes for Kids, 50 Crafts Throughout the Year by Marie LeBaron, and the publisher is Wiley. And you can get that book through our Amazon store online, or you can go to your favorite independent bookshop. Oh, just one more thing before we get started with the interview. I've been suffering with this croaky throat for weeks now, and just as I think that it's getting better, it seems to get worse. And as a podcaster, that's kind of difficult when you're interviewing and doing things. So I ask you to bear with me as we go through this interview with Marie LeBaron. I was particularly croaky this time when we were recording, and I did my best not to keep coughing and spluttering all over the place. But I really wanted to talk to her about how brilliant her book was, and to give her the chance to talk about how she came to write such a book. Okay, I'll see you in a moment with the interview.
Hello, this is Mary Lee from pinkandgreenmama.blogspot.com, and you are listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Today I'm talking to Marie LeBaron, owner of the popular parenting blog Make and Takes, and the author of the kids' craft book Make and Takes for Kids. She's a mother of three living in Seattle with a degree in early childhood and elementary education. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I know a little bit about you, but it would be really nice if you could fill us in about your amazing website, Make and Takes.
I've been writing the blog almost 5 years, and I just always started it out to be something fun to share with everybody else. I started out as a kindergarten teacher and always loved crafts, kids, and projects. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to put these ideas up on a blog. It sounds like a good idea. So I did. It's gotten more consistent. About 5 days a week, and there's kids crafts and home crafts and recipes and fun parenting tips, so just kind of anything you could make and take.
That's brilliant. It's really nice to see all of the exciting ideas that you have. I visit quite often.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's fun to do, and especially being a mother and having three kids and doing these projects, it's kind of nice to be able to craft with my kids too. So it all works out great.
So what got you all passionate about early years education that took you in this direction?
Yeah, you know, since I was young, I mean, I was in like fourth and fifth grade, mm-hmm. and I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I mean, right away, I just did. I don't know why. Maybe I'm the youngest of eight kids mm-hmm. in my family, and my older siblings had little kids. So they felt like they were my siblings, little brothers and sisters, and I always played teacher with them and always wanted to do crafts. Yeah, so I think just from a young age, I always wanted to be a part of kids' lives. So I right out of the gate went into college and wanted to be a kindergarten teacher, and that's what I became. I was a kindergarten teacher for about 4 years and then had my own, my first son, and decided to stay at home, and then just to do more things with him, just kept crafting and developing my own personal crafts and just kind of developed from there.
It's really interesting because your story is very similar to mine, that I was teaching as well for about 4 years, and then I had my first son, and then came home and then was working with him at home just because I like to do it, and then came on to be doing what I'm doing. And so it's really interesting hearing somebody else with a very similar story. It's amazing.
That's great. Cheers. Yeah, that's fun.
You're really busy and successful website. You've got contributing editors to balance and advertising and all the things that go on with having a really successful website. I was looking at your Facebook page. You have almost 15,000 people that go there regularly. You're one busy person with three little ones, plus you keep your hobbies going. I'm just so amazed that you get to run and you get to read. It's really difficult when you are so busy with so many different things to remember to do things for yourself. So I'm in awe.
Good. Yeah, no, it can be crazy. And, you know, life is busy, and I've sort of accepted that, you know, it's not, the dishes aren't done all the time, every second, the laundry, you know, sometimes piles up. So there's a few things that I've let slack a little here and there, but I have an amazingly supportive husband and support system and my kids. And really, that's the only way it can work, is if everyone's on board.
It does. I think you're really right on that, because if you can't have somebody else to share that with, it can be really difficult to keep going forward and not lose yourself in all of that. And so it's really nice to hear, because so many people work really hard and then realize, like, yeah, I used to do running, or I used to do reading, and they kind of lose themselves. And I know that, I mean, speaking from experience, that can really happen quite easily. But it's nice to see how somebody as successful as you has found time to make time to do those things and write a book. How did you manage to write your book?
I know. It's kind of a blur, to be honest. Like, we were actually moving at the time, so that was even crazier.
Oh, my goodness.
How did I even do this? So, no, you just have to make time. And for me, the writing comes pretty naturally, and the coming up with the ideas, it's just sort of, I think, in my brain. And so for me to do the crafts, it was actually just finding the time to sit down. And, you know, I had kids in school, and then I would get, you know, some family to help watch my little one, just to give me little 2-hour chunks here and there, just to write it down. And with my publishers, I had my editor, I had deadlines. So that always helped. I mean, I was always right to the last minute, but it, you know, it helps to have a deadline and to then find those 2-hour chunks of time every once in a while.
That's really good advice. Thank you. Let's get to your book, Makes and Takes for Kids. I've got a copy of it here and it's brilliant. I really enjoyed going through it.
Thank you.
It's broken up into months, and so you could say that it's also broken up into seasons. Could you share with us maybe a spring craft that you liked?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's hard. It's funny because it's kind of like they're my kids. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. my crafts, I love them. And then especially having them in book form and to see them in such beautiful photography. And my photographers, Nicole Grillot of A Little Sussy, she's amazing. So I would say, you know, both February and March are really fun. I think March, there's some fun ones with glitter. There's a glitter clover card that's really fun to do if you like to do glitter with the kids. Even the rainbow ring bottle toss, those rainbow rings are really fun to make. And then if you could just collect a couple of bottles, put them in a line, you know, that's a really fun activity. So not only is that one a craft, but it's a project activity as well. So that's kind of fun, two in one.
That's pretty.
Yeah, and for April, I love the egg carton sea creatures. I think they just turned out really fun because you're going to have everybody has eggs in their fridge. You're going to get rid of the egg carton at some point. So cut them up, paint them, and make cute little sea creatures. My kids are still actually playing with the same ones that I created with the book. So really fun.
That's really good. It's funny, we've been going through and choosing all the activities that we're going to do, and we've been doing some, and my youngest, who's 3, always goes back to this page. It's always like, he keeps pointing at the fish that looks a bit like Nemo.
Exactly.
And he doesn't know Nemo yet, but he's drawn to it. He just looks at that page.
And it's fun. It pops right out. It's
yeah,
a fun one.
It is. It's really good. This holiday season is a time when we spend more time together, often at somebody else's house without all our craft equipment and stuff. And I noticed that you don't need tons and tons of different types of things in your book. It's really quite practical.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I designed it. I think it has to be that way, or it just doesn't happen. I think it has to be kind of easy, especially with kids. Kids' attention spans are so short that you kind of have to do something quick and easy, or, you know, you might miss that opportunity.
Well, exactly. And with the family time during this holiday time, you've got to find something to do. And what I really like is that this book is really good for parents if they don't spend huge amounts of time with their kids, and now they have to spend huge amounts of time with them. They're kind of thinking, well, what do I do with them? Because they may have been, you know, looked after with somebody else, and they're thinking, you know, I want to do a craft activity. And you can just pick this book up and literally find a lot of the things in your own home or whichever home you're in, and then just do them like straight out. That's really
good.
Yeah, cool.
It's true. Like, we have winter break coming up and it's 2 weeks. And I'm even myself thinking, okay, we've got 2 weeks. We've got to make a plan here.
Yes.
So, and it's good. And, you know, a lot of these things you can find easily at any craft store, or, you know, a lot of even grocery stores will have supplies now. And you just, you know, oftentimes craft paper, crayons and googly eyes. Googly eyes,
yes,
are the best things ever. I mean, really, you could add googly eyes to anything and it will make it stand out.
Yes.
It's awesome.
And it's fun as well. Kids love googly eyes. They just love to move,
yes,
them about. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's awesome. And then pipe cleaners is another craft that I would suggest having on hand. Just get a bag of pipe cleaners. They're usually, you know, pretty cheap. Maybe even some ribbon. Those are probably the 3 items in my book that are used over and over again. So if you can have those on hand, that will help you too get a little bit prepared for those times when you're going to be together with your kids.
Oh, that's a good idea, because last week Oh my goodness, I realized at the last minute that we had actually run out of the giant bag of pipe cleaners. I'm like, how can this be? We've had pipe cleaners for years, it seems. And then I realized it is years that we've had pipe cleaners, so that bag has gone down slowly. So I was rooting around at the bottom of the box, you know, the junk box, like there must be three pipe cleaners I can find. I was making that Thanksgiving bracelet that you can get that tells a Thanksgiving story. And I was making that with the kids because this is the first time that they were celebrating Thanksgiving outside of America. And I thought it would be really good to kind of recap the story and make sure that they had some idea of what we were celebrating. But I was just thinking, I really should have checked to find pipe cleaners. So that's on my list now to buy another ginormous bag.
Right. Well, and that's just part of it. It is a little, I mean, it's just a little bit of prep. And I like that you said you had a junk box because that's what I have too. I have just a plastic, you know, tub that's got a lid and inside is just full of craft supplies. And if you can have that and stocked up, really, you can do anything.
Exactly. Is there a December craft that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, you know, I love the December one because there's really something for everyone. You know, there's a couple of religious holidays that are celebrated. You know, I've got a stained glass menorah, so if you celebrate Hanukkah, or a candy cane headband that's a reindeer for, like, Santa, or I've even included a Kwanzaa pipe cleaner candle holder. So it's kind of fun for everyone that there's something in there for whatever holiday you celebrate.
That's brilliant. Thanks for sharing your book with us today, Marie. Where can we find Make and Takes for Kids, the book?
Yeah, you know, it's available at almost all bookstores and then online as well. Amazon, even at Wiley Craft, the publisher, as well as Barnes & Noble. So all over, you should be able to find it.
Super. Today I've been talking to Marie LeBaron, owner of the popular parenting blog makeandtakes.com. and the author of the kid craft book, Make and Takes for Kids. Where can we find you online apart from your blog?
Yeah, I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/makeandtakes, as well as Twitter, and I'm at Make and Takes.
I'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Marie. I was really impressed with her discipline of writing a book during the moving process. There's just so many things going on, and to be able to sit down and actually get all of that done at the same time as moving. Wow, well done, Marie. It takes a lot of organization and, frankly, good people around you. I mentioned earlier that you can buy the book from the Raising Playful Tots store on Amazon. I get a small commission if you start your shopping there. It's one way to help support the show. As authors come onto the show, I add their books and books that they recommend. Now, after more than 70 shows, there are quite a few books in there to encourage your play. There are books for the children and books for us that will inspire you. So if you're looking for a play-related read, then pop on over to raisingplayfultots.com/Amazon to search for books including Marie's Make and Takes for Kids. Thanks for downloading and listening to the show today. My middle son has just celebrated a birthday and he's now 6. Where did that time go? So now I only have one that's under 5 and 2 big boys. As part of the celebration, I'm excited to be giving away a copy of Marie's book. Just answer the question, what crafting supply do you use the most and most likely to run out of, just like me and our pipe cleaners? And what did you craft with it recently? Feel free to link to a blog post if you have one, or just share your idea. It's always fun to see what you guys do. This contest is open to those of you living in North America and Europe, as I'll be purchasing and sending the book via Amazon. If you live in Australia and know of a mass distribution bookstore like Amazon that I can do online, let me know, as I would love to include you, but I can't do with the hefty shipping. There must be a way. Anyway, the contest closes on Monday, the 19th of December at midnight GMT. So get writing. Leave a comment in the show notes and I'll pick a random winner. So that's just answer the question, what crafting supply do you use the most and most likely to run out of, just like I did with the pipe cleaners, and what did you craft with it recently? And feel free to link to a blog post or just to tell your story. Take care and continue to make the most of your playtime with your tots. I look forward to seeing your entries on the blog at raisingplayfultots.com/78. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 78. Come on over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye!